This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. I'm back for season two. Took a little bit of a break to work on a couple of things. Lots of exciting stuff coming up in the future, so wanted to take some time and work on a couple of other things, but I am back for a second season. The first season was really successful. I really could not be more grateful to all the people that are listening and who have reached out and said that this has been a good project, and the number of listeners that I've accumulated in a number of different countries, which is super cool. So I'm just really excited to be able to give people a little bit of something to think about and maybe just a little bit of a different spin on mindfulness. So here we go in season two. Today I wanted to talk about feelings. And more importantly, and more specifically, feeling your feelings. It sounds pretty simple. If you feel something, feel it. But I think there's too many people who don't feel their feelings or feel ashamed to feel their feelings. And I think that with time and experience and working with people and learning from people, I've learned that it's really okay to feel anything. Sometimes it's not okay to do something about what you feel, and it's definitely not okay to stay in those feelings for an extended period of time. But let's break it down simple. You're allowed to feel your feelings. You can feel whatever you want. It's important to feel those things, because if you don't feel those things are going to come at you at inopportune times when you're not ready to feel them. It's really critical to feel all of those things and then determine what it is you're going to do about those feelings. On the other side, when you're listening to someone who's having feelings, it's important to try not to fix them or always provide solutions. Sometimes it's just important to listen and to reflect and to just allow the person to feel those things. So on your side, it's okay to feel those things. And on the other side, it's okay to just let them breathe. We don't have to fix everything. We never want to try to fix anyone. We don't have to provide solutions to every single problem that a person has. Sometimes the biggest solution to any issue is to just allow it to live. Just allow it to have its space and not necessarily have to tell someone what it is they should do. One big mistake, and I think I learned this along my time as a therapist, but also just even in my personal life, was saying things to people like, it's okay. Or saying things to people like, you shouldn't feel that way. Or don't feel like that. It's okay. Invalidating somebody's feelings is wrong. And I think that that's something that I absolutely have made this mistake in my personal and professional life. And I think most of us do. We're not doing it to be malicious. We're not doing it to tell someone that what they're feeling isn't important. I think sometimes we do it because we think that if somebody has a negative feeling, it has to go away right away. And honestly, I think it has to breathe a little bit. I think it has to live. I don't think it has to live forever. I don't think it's a state of mind that people should stay in for a really long time. But let's let it breathe. Let's give it a minute. Let's allow that thing to be out in the world for a couple of minutes. And let's not necessarily have to fix it right away. Because most of these feelings can't be fixed right away. So the insinuation that we're just going to provide a solution that's going to make everything better is somewhat unrealistic. The best thing you can do for somebody is to just let them know that you're there. And by the fact that that person is confiding their feelings in you, they know that. But what I think most people don't want is to simply just be told that it's okay. Because not everything is okay. And even if it is, in that person's mind, it might not be. So we don't want to minimize whatever people's feelings are. Why is it important to feel your feelings? It's important to feel your feelings because we obviously don't want to leave them all bottled up inside of us. We want to be able to get those things out a little bit And we want to do it around people that are going to make us feel like what we're feeling is valid, what we're feeling is fairly normal, even though that word takes on a whole different meaning when we're talking about feelings. Everybody's normal is different, and everybody's ability to feel is different. But what we want is we want to provide safe environments for the people around us to feel as though they can share what it is that's going on in their life in a non-judgmental way. And that we're not simply going to try to solve their problem at every turn, but maybe just give them an opportunity to workshop their feelings a little bit. I feel like one of the best things you can do for someone, and I've done this in a therapeutic setting, but really trying to do a better job in my personal life with this, just allowing people to have an environment where what they're feeling is just okay, where what they're feeling can just live and not have to be all worked out and not have to be perfect. Sometimes what we're feeling is a little messy. Sometimes it's a little sloppy. Sometimes it's not worked out. Sometimes it's not articulate. Sometimes it's just a whole bunch of different feelings that kind of maybe don't go together. And we just want to feel like the people around us are not going to make us feel bad for what it is those feelings are. So we want to have an environment where we know that we can share those things and we don't have to worry about what people are going to think. Because I think that's a lot of the reason why people don't share their feelings. Is a little bit of fear, a little bit of shame, a little bit of worry that if they do share how they really feel about something, and it's different than how other people feel about things, that they're going to be judged, that they're going to be in an environment where their feelings are invalidated, or they're told, why do you feel that way? It's probably one of the toughest statements to make to someone is asking them why they feel that way. I've said that to people before. And I didn't have malicious intent when I said it, but it took me some time to realize what it is that actually means when you say to someone, why do you feel that way? Just hearing it out loud, it makes me pause and think about what that has to feel like on the other side. And I think it took me some time in my life to recognize and realize that statement, while not ill-intended, doesn't sound great. I feel like it might make someone think that there's a question as to what their feelings are. And honestly, when someone is sharing something with you, you don't want them to question it, really. It's hard enough, I think, for people to share how they're actually feeling about something, let alone being made to feel like what they're feeling is wrong. Now, very rarely do we actually say to someone what you're feeling is wrong. But a lot of times our actions and our words in the moment, while not intended to be, can be viewed as invalidating somebody's feelings. Sometimes people say things and they don't necessarily want how you think they should fix it. Because A, some things can't be fixed. And B, I feel bad enough that I feel this way. Now I have to be told how I should fix it or that I should. Sometimes I just want to say it. Sometimes people just want to say things and have them not just be living in their brain anymore. We have to be careful when people are sharing things with us. If people don't ask for a solution, I think we should probably not give one. Now, working as a therapist, people come to you looking for solutions at times. But I've even learned in my professional life that sometimes the best thing to do is nothing. Now, that sounds kind of counterintuitive. Why is somebody paying you to listen to their problems if you're not going to do anything? Sometimes the doing something is simply listening and simply allowing that thing to now breathe. It doesn't have to be fixed in this moment. It doesn't have to be changed or adjusted. We don't have to tell people what they should do or what they should feel. And we certainly don't have to ask them, why do you feel like that? That statement in and of itself sounds very invalidating. And for me personally, I think it took me a really long time to realize that fact. So think to yourself, do you say these things to people? Do you tell people that they shouldn't feel a certain way? Or do you ask them why they feel a certain way? Or do you try to solve people's problems, which again, in essence, our heart is in the right place, not implying that anybody's trying to do anything to purposely hurt anyone, because very rarely are we. But I think that there is some ground to be made up with regard to just allowing people to feel their feelings. So think yourself, when you're upset about something, or you have a feeling about something, and you have your list of people that you want to go to share that with, what is it you're looking for? Are you looking for a solution? And I think if you are looking for a solution, maybe it's a good idea to say that up front. And if you're on the other side and you're listening to somebody's feelings, maybe you should wait and see if that person actually wants you to provide some sort of path. Because if they don't and they just want you to hear them, you could put up a barrier between you and that person. They may not want to tell you things in the future because they're just going to be told what they should do. Communication is key in all of these things. So if you're the person who's sharing their feelings, maybe just a simple upfront statement. I'm really looking for a way to do this better, or I need an opinion on this. A simple statement like that might really provide some clarity to the person you're talking to. And on the other side, when you're with the person who's feeling their feelings, just take a step back for a minute. Let it breathe. Let it happen. Listen. Something that I think I've worked to do a little bit better job of, spending a lot of time listening to people in both my personal and professional life. I think that I could have done a better job. I think that there were definitely points in my life where I was just looking for solutions. And I wasn't really listening. Not for any ill-intended reason. Just because I thought that's what I needed to do. I thought that's what my job was. And when you feel your feelings, that's not always what you're looking for. It's okay to feel anything. It's not always okay to do something about what you're feeling. You can feel whatever you need to feel, but don't live there. Don't unpack. Don't stay in that feeling. And if you are staying in that feeling, share it with someone. But share it with someone that you feel as though is going to allow you to share and feel those feelings and not just tell you what you should do. It's one of the hardest things about human communication is fighting the urge to constantly want to fix things. We think that if anybody feels any kind of emotional pain or any feeling, that we have to make that feeling go away immediately. Being there for someone is not always eliminating emotional pain. Sometimes we're just helping people manage it, or sometimes we're just trying to come to a solution that that person is actually looking for, and we want to allow people to feel those feelings in a safe place, because that safety is what's going to help the person move through that issue. Establishing that safe place is a really important piece of this. These are things that I've analyzed myself in my own dealings with others, personally and professionally. How can I establish that safe place? Because that's critical when people want to share things with you. They have to feel safe. And in order to feel safe, you have to feel like you can feel your feelings in a way that you're not going to be judged. So, feel your feelings. Feel whatever it is you need to feel. Don't get stuck in those feelings. Be willing to accept the fact that you might share something with someone and they may just let it breathe. They may try to provide you a solution. If that's not what you're looking for, share up front. I just need to let this out. Or I really could use an opinion on this. And if you're on the receiving end, listen. Provide a safe environment. Don't invalidate the person's feelings by saying things like, you shouldn't feel that way, or don't feel that way, or why do you feel that way? These questions make us feel like we're interested or we're listening, but sometimes they could make a person feel as though you're invalidating their feelings. Listen, process, let it breathe, allow a person to share. Don't be afraid to feel all of these different things. Because in order to be free of some of these feelings sometimes, we have to allow them to live in the world and not feel as though we have to be afraid to feel certain things. Because what makes us stop feeling, or what makes us not want to feel those feelings, is that fear or that shame or that embarrassment. But if we surround ourselves with people that we know will make us feel safe, and if we ourselves can all do a better job of creating that safe environment, myself included, something that I've really tried to work on over time is doing a better job of just listening, not always trying to fix, doing a better job of developing safety for other people. It's hard to do, because I think that a lot of times we think we just have to fix, and we don't. We don't have to fix everything. Sometimes we just need to be there. And that's a really important piece of all of this. Be present. Be there for a person. Let them feel their feelings. And pay attention.